So coming back to our descriptions of the Buddha, we can now place them together to create a fuller picture of what one should be. The Buddha is a transcendent being detached from the entangled world of sense impression. Yet the Buddha is also able to mourn the death of his good friends. The assembly is empty for me now that Sariputta and Moggallana have attained final nibbana. The Buddha is described as experiencing grief. He feels fully and mourns the death of his good friends. Yet seeing the empty nature of all phenomena, the Buddha does not identify with this grief. He is more than his grief. So as well as feeling grief, the Buddha is also detached from this grief, although his detachment is not a splitting or a denial. The Buddha is not threatened. The Buddha is not threatened by his grief or any other experience, and so has no cause to deny his experience. The Buddha's insight that what we should be is then neither the presence or absence of any particular content of awareness, but rather a perspective on all experience. Closing one's eyes to what one is will not make the demons that are our unwanted experiences go away. These demon states, when ignored, will come back to haunt us, catch us in off moments. Indeed, they will hold more sway over us through being ignored. They will leak out at the edges of our experience in seemingly invisible ways. This is the clever thing. They leak out in a way that allows us to maintain our identification. Denied anger will leak out quietly but destructively in passive aggression, ignoring people, being distant, forgetting to fulfill a promise, all in such a way as to perpetuate the delusion of non-anger. So finish with the story. So King Tritsen Detsen, he wanted to establish the Dharma in Tibet, didn't he? And he set out to build a monastery, but he found that what he built by day got taken down at night time by the demons. Ignoring the demons of our unwanted experiences and trying to build a temple to our spiritual vision, our efforts are in vain. The untamed demons cast out as inimical to the spiritual life, they come back by night when our willful vigilance is off guard. They mock our airy pretensions and tear down our fragile constructs, our shaky sense of self, our limited identifications. This happens. And if we're able to, and realizing a new approach is required, we can put our pride to one side and cry out for help. King Kritsen Detsen was fortunate because he had Padmasambhava to help. Padmasambhava, of course, was not afraid of these demons. He got his demon dagger out and he pinned them down. But his demon dagger doesn't kill demons, it just pins them down. He didn't kill them, he didn't cast them out as inimical to the Dharma life. He just looks at them, he just pins them down and looks. He dwell upon them with his awareness, and this is what was required. In bringing the demons into awareness by accepting their presence and not ignoring them, they lost their destructive power. The monastery was only then able to be built and completed. Only then did the Dharma flourish in Tibet. So, in translating the Dharma into our lives in the 21st century, the temptation, as was King Tritsen Detsen's, is to import it smelling of sandalwood, uprooted and dirt-free. Enjoying the clarity of vision in our little pond, we fail to put roots down into the mud. This is the Dharma as a crude pseudo-transcendence of hindrances, a denial of psychological hassles, a courting of bliss, not affliction. This is Dharma as denial, a closing our eyes to what we are. Without roots in the mud, our lotus-like nature, undernourished, is unable to reach up out of the pond to wider horizons. So the challenge as 21st century Buddhists, if you're up for it, this is what I'm trying to do, is to do what Padmasambhava did in Tibet, is to look at our own private and collective demons, to bring into awareness what has been denied within ourselves and within our own FWO culture, to become what we can be by looking at what we really are. And only then will our efforts to practice begin to produce lasting fruits. Only then will the Dharma begin to take roots in our hearts.